The International Joint Commission monitors whether the two countries are complying with the water quality agreement. When its report was released in July of last year, the commission warned that every delay in restoring the health of the lakes carried a steep price. Despite that urgency, the U.S. response to the report was delayed, in part because of the change in administrations in the White House. Mark Elster is an analyst with the U.S. EPA's Great Lakes National Program Office. He sums up the U.S. response to the IJC report this way.
I would say we generally agree with most of their recommendations.
Yet the U.S. response says it's unable to clean up contamination and stop invasive species quite as quickly as the IJC calls for. And Elster notes the U.S. has to coordinate many of its plans with Canada.
So for those binational-type recommendations, we'll be in contact with our Canadian colleagues to see if we're in agreement in the tenor of our response.
The Canadian response, similar to the U.S. response, also took a year to be issued. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.